Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Energetic Alchemy, Dorothy Donahue.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And comedic guest, Dinah Leppard. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
There are no guests, absolutely no guests, that I could say positively that I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this person. Actually, except for maybe my mom and my dad. If my dad were still alive and if my mom were on the show, I could absolutely say that about my mom. But definitely, I can't think of anybody else to where this applies. And by here, I mean in so many ways. Here being the show, for sure, we wouldn't have this show. And by here, I also mean in this conscious space, because I was on a path to it, that's for sure. I was probably born on that path, as I know Dorothy wants me to believe, and I believe it. I believe it. But meeting her just took that path to a whole other level. And it's really interesting. She's one of the few people that has been foretold in my life. I remember, get this, being at IBM, and I was working in you know, the big city as a but you know, I was going up the corporate ladder and doing that whole thing. And some woman that was working there, who I barely knew, said to me, "Give me your hand." And I gave her my hand, and she looked at my hand and she said, "There's going to be a woman in your life that is going to change your life." And I immediately assumed like I was going to get married and it's going to be that. And it wasn't that kind of a woman. It was, I mean, I don't mean it's not that. Oh, man.
Yeah, we should start over. Show changes.
All right. So on another note, well, actually, this is the story I haven't shared in a long, long time. And actually, this is a great time to share it as I interrupt my other story to bring you this message that being on this path of really looking for answers that I never got in the corporate world, answers that I didn't get as a kid, just looking for knowing that there's something else that I just don't get or didn't get at the time. And going to teachers, I remember wanting to learn Reiki and being so excited that at so many of these courses, I would sit in the front. Well, I learned, unfortunately, the hard way not to sit in the front of a lot of these things. There's a lot of people that don't know what they're talking about, and I don't know how they get to where they are sharing with people. But I guess the people that need to know it, they need to learn the wrong way or something, need to find them. I don't know. But maybe I was one of these people. But at one point, I was sitting in the front row. This was the last course of this kind that I tried to take. And the lady was teaching Reiki, which is an energy healing modality, which incidentally is part of the show. Dorothy takes Reiki and so much more. And this is what we're going to be talking about in a little bit, energetic alchemy. But just the moral of my story is this, that I was sitting there and the lady kept talking about how she had the power and that if we were good, in a sense, by the end of the course, she was going to give us the power. And she said it so many times. And each time I said that, I just got madder and madder and madder. And until I just like, I wanted to say, you know, F you, lady, you don't have power over me. It's like you might know something, you might be connected to something, and if you want to help me connect, if you want to help me know, then great. But what is this power trip she's on? You know, even if she had the power, I don't want to learn it from her because, you know, she was on an ego trip. I don't know. But a lot of people were like that. So the very first thing that I got in my very first course with Dorothy I think maybe her first or second phrase was, besides hello, she said, literally, you have the power. And I am here to help you awaken it, help you activate it, and help you accelerate you on your mission. And I thought, now this is a message that I can not only hear, that I want to, and this is a person that I want to learn from. And I have learned a great deal. I'm sure you'll hear some of what I learned throughout our conversation when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and I said a mouthful at the beginning.
Yes, you did.
A couple mouthfuls.
Yes, you did.
Although it stuck a couple feet in there.
Admittedly, it's understandable because so much has gone by, so much has transpired since you and Dorothy got together, since I met both of you, and since we collectively decided to embark on this journey and together and sharing our journeys, and then, you know, creating the show around it and sharing and teaching and learning. And you know, I've been thinking about this all day and in my excitement for Dorothy joining us. And we've had her on the show in the past to bring wisdom, but we haven't talked specifically on this topic. And it's been so important for us. And now, having the benefit of watched years of people having the benefit of her classes and gaining that knowledge and then watching their lives unfold. It's exciting to share.
And ours. And you know, you've been thinking about this all day. I've been thinking about it all day. And the interesting thing is, one of the places where my mind went is, you know, here I talk this good talk of, you know, I found Dorothy and here's a person I can hear. Well, yeah, I could hear her, but I wasn't listening. I mean, how many times did I say no to this woman? I started feeling like, oh my God, the fact that she's still willing to share with me, how many times did I say, no, that's not true. No, that can't be. That's never gonna happen. Famous last words. And then it happens, or something changes. And I'm like, oh wow, I totally get that now. And so I think, when I'm with clients or when I'm with friends and family and I'm sharing something and they're saying no, I think sometimes, yeah, I used to do that. I have compassion. I used to do that. It still upsets me. But Dorothy never got upset. So I'm here to publicly say, Dorothy, I'm sorry for all the times I said no. It's not going to happen. It can't be. I'm not that person. I can't do that.
I could probably throw an I'm sorry or two in there as well.
All right. Well, now that that's out of the way, actually. Yeah, well, she is the founder of Energetic Alchemy. She is also our executive producer, hence another reason why we wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. And she is so, so much more. Many people know her as an author from the writings that she's done and that she shares. She's a life and business coach, a spiritual advisor, a keynote speaker. The list goes on of what she can do with people, for people. And we are grateful she's been doing it with us. Dorothy, thank you for being with us always.
I'm so excited to be here tonight. I love my job, and I love you guys. I love Life Changes. I truly do.
I was going to say, I need a moment of silence.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the beautiful thing here before we go on, it's just to have seen how we've all come together and how we've all helped change each other's life. And in so doing, so many people have changed their lives because of what you do and what now we do and what we're able to put out there. So getting to put this out is exciting. So Energetic Alchemy, I will have to say this, that at one point you asked me to help you teach a workshop, and I didn't realize that your help me teach this workshop was really, by teaching it with me, you're going to learn something. You have the sneakiest ways. And I learned so much. I have never seen so many things happen in a workshop like I did the first couple times I've helped teach it with you.
I truly love my job. Energetic Alchemy is about energy, and everything is energy. Our thoughts, our words, everything we look at, everything we listen to, everything is energy. And it's learning how, or remembering how. There's no learning. We have all of the information within us, but we've been taught that we don't. So it's really remembering. People call me a teacher and a healer, but I'm a reminderer.
I like that. Yes.
And that's what I do, is remind people of what we absolutely know to be truth. And so the truth is, everything is energy. And I've had the great honor, and it is an honor, to have made every less than elegant choice possible this lifetime. I have co-created life-threatening illnesses, terminal diseases, incurable diseases within myself. I was in a wheelchair for over 2 years, crippled. I had been told, and I bought into the story, that I would never walk again without excruciating pain. I was on so many medications that at one time I literally lost my mind. And they carried me out of the house in that cute little jacket that ties in the back. I was at the mercy of the doctors, and I nearly allowed that experience to totally kill me. However, I understand that without those experiences, I wouldn't be able to remind people that there's a better way to do things. So I'm very grateful for each and every one of these less than elegant choices that I made.
Wow. Well, to know that those choices or those experiences got you here, it's one thing. To be grateful for them, that's amazing. And I do know that having been with you, when people come up to you or you go up to them and say, hey, so-and-so, I'm Dorothy. And they'll say, Dorothy? Dorothy? I didn't recognize you. You've changed so much. These are the people that remember you in the wheelchair or remember you with your diseases or a little extra pounds.
150 extra pounds, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know you then. So, yeah, well, and you've changed since I've known you.
You have.
So,
yeah, you have known all parts of me, but you did know me then. Maybe you just didn't see it, but I have pictures in your living room of me with that extra person that I was carrying around on my shoulders for all of these years.
Well, you've been carrying much more than an extra person. I've seen you carry a lot of persons on your shoulders. And I think that really is the big, one of many differentiators in terms of the beauty of and the magic of what you do. As I had embarked on my path, as Philippe was saying, his long path, that you know, prior to having met you, I had started the exploring and the learning aspects of this and that. But the difference when I took the Energetic Alchemy class and started learning from you was truly that you weren't selling a system or a way of doing something that was about you per se, as you were guiding me into my internal wisdom. That remindering is so true, and I really want to anchor that, because that is what you have done for me, and I've watched you know obviously what we've shared and what Filippo is saying, but so many other people, and how you truly, with love and courage, in the face of people that may not be ready to hear their own truths or see their obstacles, you put it out there and come back time and time again, in a way that I really think is very, very special. And I'm grateful for it.
Really well said. Actually, when we come back, I should probably start off by reading maybe one or two of the testimonials that she gets, much like that, Mark, from some amazing people, some famous actors, I mean, just famous musicians and not famous people that are out there also living better lives or helping other people. When we come back, so we may do that, but I definitely want to talk more about some of the things that happen in the course, Energetic Alchemy, and then we'll share with you how you can learn more about it and where you might be seeing it on or being a part of it on one coast or another when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, I was going to read a testimonial, but you just heard a really famous voice there, Shadow Stevens reading, or actually that was his testimonial that he not only wrote, but recorded for Dorothy. Thank you, Shadow Stevens. Well, I'm going to go ahead and still read one. Dear Dorothy, the weekend workshop was a life-changing experience for me. Being a mental health provider, most of my healing energy is directed towards others. You are amazing at identifying and releasing my personal blocks. This has allowed for my healing energy to begin to flow within myself. I had no idea how much I truly needed you. Your channeling of my grandmother, who passed 12 years ago, brought comfort to my aching spirit. Your positive outlook on life and the overcoming of trauma is inspiring. I have begun utilizing some of the tools I learned in the workshop for my own healing as well as for my clients. Every therapist, mental health practitioner, and healer should take your workshop. I hope you know what a precious gift you are to our planet. I can't wait till I have another session with you. Thank you for passing through my world. With gratitude and love, Stephanie Hunter Jones, MA.
You know, that we could spend hours reading testimonial after testimonial, and that is, you know, just scratching the surface. But coming back to obviously so well deserved and beyond. Coming back to what is, you know, thinking about the breadth of this topic and how do we even start to explain what we've witnessed happen in Dorothy's classes, what we've seen happen to the people she's worked with, the families, the communities that they're in. You know, it just ripples forward. I grew up in a perspective or from a perspective of always wanting to ask questions and feeling that there was something more. You know, so many people often write off what they call are coincidences. Mm-hmm. But the frequency of times that I would think of someone and they would call, mm-hmm. or a song would be playing on the radio and then I would walk into a restaurant and somehow that same song was on. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. those types of moments always said to me, there's more going on. I think mm-hmm. I told the dolphin story. Right. In one of our past shows where there was a dolphin that interacted with myself and my friends in a way that it had to have known something more. Mm-hmm. So there's this magic in meeting Dorothy and then going through the energetic alchemy class. This is what she does and did is reveal this magic and build a true foundation for starting to own this something more that we are and that we have access to.
So what is this something more, Dorothy? What are we learning in an energetic alchemy? I know. Well, I can't say that I know because, you know, it's even more than I know. So,
well, I love the testimonial that you read because what happened in that class is typical of what happens. This beautiful woman had so much anger towards a relative. And her grandmother came through. I'm a medium, I'm a psychic, and I never know what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. she was in so much pain and so much turmoil, and she was absolutely hating this relative. And so her grandmother came through and gave me a message for her, which shifted the energy, and she was able to see the truth, and she was able to heal herself. All healing is self-healing, and all I can do is point the way and remind people that by understanding that everything is energy, and that we are always at choice, and there are only two choices in life, love or fear. Mm. And so hatred is a form of fear, and anger is a form of fear. And this is the choice that so many people make. We are taught, we are programmed to be fearful. Our news media is, our television is all about fear, fear, and fear some more. And so my job is to help people remember that love is the answer, no matter what the question is. And it's all about loving ourselves and forgiving ourselves for being angry. Because what I've discovered by being one of the angriest people on the planet was what I thought were lots of good reasons to be angry. The incest, the rape, the molestation, the ex-husband, all of these things.
You know,
things.
When you finish that book is going to be amazing. I can't wait for the movie.
I can't wait for the movie either.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, but I wouldn't be who I am without having chosen an enormous amount of crap. And I'm grateful for it all. I'm grateful for it. I was a victim for so many years. I had a PhD in victimhood and a master's in pity me. I'm not there anymore. But I was there for way, way too long. I crippled myself. I actually ended up in a wheelchair for over 2 years, and I bought into this story, my doctor's story, that I would never walk again without excruciating pain.
So most people would still be there.
And most people would still be there. However, I've been very blessed. I've had at least nine, that I recall, near-death experiences. And by being kicked out of the light and brought back here to this world and being told that, you know, you have a mission, Dorothy. You need to go down there and heal yourself. You need to complete your mission. I wasn't happy being sent back here. And near-death experiences are coming out more and more and more. There's a psychiatrist. There are all kinds of amazing people who are coming out and telling their stories of having nearly died. Well, nearly dying saved my life. And so after I nearly died in 2001, I'd been in the wheelchair for over 2 years, and I was hooked on all kinds of medications. At one time, I had so many drugs going through my system. I was seeing a psychiatrist. I was seeing my doctor, and they just would throw one pill after another, and each of the pills had a side effect, so they'd give me another pill for the side effects.
Now, that I do remember. At one point, I don't know if you had stopped some of them or not, but I remember like wanting to count because I had never seen anybody take so many pills. How many pills do you know? Do you remember how many they were?
At that time, well, I was down to only 17 when I first met you.
Wow. And I thought that was a lot.
And it was a lot.
But, you know, maybe that's not a lot for some people because I don't know. I mean, we're not typical.
Well, I took so many that my mind was completely gone. I wasn't who I am today. There were so many chemicals running through my brain that they carried me out of the house in that cute little jacket that ties in the back. I absolutely lost my mind. And so I'm doing it differently now. And you know how many supplements I take, but I take positive, wonderful things.
They're vitamins and
vitamin
minerals.
Vitamin C, and, vitamin D.
Yeah, and herbs.
Beautiful, wonderful things. But more than that, I changed the way I think. I changed what I listened to. I changed what I watched on TV. I watch things that make me laugh. I really, really understood. In 2001, when I died for the last time, and it is the last time, I'm not going anywhere for
a long
time. I came back and was given a book called The Messages from Water. And what Dr. Masaru Emoto so brilliantly, scientifically demonstrated is that everything we look at, every sound we hear, every word we speak, every thought we think, every prayer we utter is co-creating our reality. And by understanding that message and sharing it all over the world, I have shared it in South Africa, I've shared it in Europe, a lot in Germany. I have helped people see that we are the power in our world, and we are the ones who are consciously and unconsciously, for the most part, co-creating it. So my job as an energetic alchemist is to get people to become conscious co-creators rather than just reacting to the programming. And what is programming? It's what our parents learned and their parents learned, and it's been passed down from generation to generation.
And it's on TV, and it's in the news, and it's on the films.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the books,
the
in the schools,
the books, yeah.
Everywhere. And, we're being programmed. Think about the songs that are listened to. I remember when I escaped from Texas 30 years ago, but when I was in Texas, one of my best friends was a beautiful woman, and she worked for me, and she was a good friend, and she listened to country western music 24/7. She was one of the most depressed people I'll ever see in this lifetime. Brilliant. And she worked for me, she would wake up in the morning and listening to the music, and she started her day with a six-pack. And while she worked for me, she sipped vodka at her desk because this was the only way she could cope with the programming that she was putting into her. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at the time that that's what she was doing. But I look back now and see how it created the sadness and the depression in her life.
There's some really good sad country songs.
There really are. Like I've heard them all.
They make you good and sad.
Yeah, they make you good and sad. Yeah,
24/7 was her programming.
This is such an important point. The input, you know, it's ironic, but you know, there was a lady in the neighborhood that I grew up in that was addicted to soap operas, you know, and yet was always kind of complaining about things going on in her life or feeling like somebody was lying or somebody was cheating or somebody, but yet that's all the storylines were. And you know, people want to be happy and then they listen to the sad songs and wonder why they're not different. This is what you have had such a powerful impact on me, and I know Filippo and all of our friends at Life Changes and everybody that I've seen come through the doors of Energetic Alchemy, is that you truly walk your talk.
Yes.
And that is different than many people who, however well-intended, are teaching. But it's a lot different, you know, from my sports view. I always said, you know, we don't like to see someone call the game that's never stepped on the field. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dorothy won the Super Bowl. And she's got
the ring to prove it and everything else. If you want to know more about Dorothy and all that she's talking about or attend one of the workshops, you can go to energeticalchemy.com. It's as simple as that. Or you could find Dorothy Lee Donahue on Facebook and see all the wonderful things that she posts. Or if you're lucky enough, you'll be one of the people that she wishes a happy birthday to with one of her meditations or visualizations. And so you'll get to experience that. You could write her directly and tell her how much this message that she's shared with you today means so much to you, like so many people do, and you'll probably hear from her. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee it. Don't know how she finds the time, but you can write her at loveandmiracles@gmail.com. Of course, as our executive producer, she has her Life Changes email address, but for this, loveandmiracles@gmail.com. When we come back, we're going to talk more about energetic alchemy, and then we'll talk about what you can expect in one of the workshops or what you can actually learn today. And then later on in the show, we have our friend Dinah Leffert that's here. That is, we're going to share some fun and some laughs with as our very first ever comedic guest. Well, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. Okay, if you are in Los Angeles, you can attend one of Dorothy's workshops here in Los Angeles this weekend, actually, the 25th and the 26th. Then she's having another workshop on the 9th and the 10th here in Los Angeles. And then she is going to be in New York at the ARE of New York, Edgar Cayce Center. This is really exciting. And she is going to be there on May 18th and 19th. Oh, excuse me. The workshop is the 23rd and 24th. And then The day before the workshop, she's doing something that I don't know that anybody has ever done before. This sounds really, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there. I hope she comes back and does this in Los Angeles. It's going to be an introduction, which you're kind of getting now, but included in that, there's going to be a reading and a discussion of Arthur Miller's play, The Price. And I've seen The Price, actually, and this should be extremely powerful. I wonder if half the people or a tenth of the people know what they're watching when they see that play. It's a great play. You enjoy it. But it's so deep. And Dorothy's going to take people deeper into it. And then the dates I was mentioning earlier, what was that, the 18th and 19th? She's going to do private sessions. Actually, that's a really good place to start, Dorothy. What is a private session? Oh, I should probably say that you can email Dorothy at lovinmiracles@gmail.com if you're interested in the workshop. More information at energeticalchemy.com, or can I give your phone number?
Sure.
Okay. 858-349-8952. That's her phone number, 858-349-8952. Dorothy, we've talked a little bit about the workshop. I want to talk more about the workshop, but what can people expect in a session? Because you do a lot of those.
Well, I'd like to just stop a minute and talk a little bit about the price and why I'm doing that
as an introduction. Yeah.
Because a person is a person because of the other people in our lives. We are who we are because of the people we choose to dance this thing called life with. We become defined by our reactionships.
Cute.
And then when we awaken, and that's what I help people do, is awaken, we begin to have relationships because we begin to learn how to relate.
Instead of react. Reactionships. That you just coined a word.
Yeah. It is really what most people do and have are reactionships rather than relationships. I do a lot of couple counseling and very, very rarely do I see a relationship, whether it be in business or in personal one-on-one.
Rarely do you see relationships walk in, but they walk out.
Right.
Well, and I wanted to couple those, the relating and the awakening, because that word's used a lot, especially these days, the awakening. But I don't think people really understand what it means to awaken until they awaken, truly. But when you're in this place of reacting and blaming and victimhood, you're not self-assessing, you're not self-aware, you're not awake to your own power and creation and what you're doing to contribute to the situation. And that's really where you take control of everything that's happening in your life.
I'm so blessed because I am explaining from a place of experience. Mm-hmm. There's no substitute for experience. Mm-hmm. And having made almost every less than elegant choice possible, and having had nine near-death experiences, I have the experience necessary to guide others in making the most elegant choices possible. Because I can say, been there, done that, and show them
you
that
might
there's
choose
a better
to do it
way.
Yes.
So my workshops are transformational as I assist one in remembering who they truly are and assist them in becoming all they've come here to be. So what does that mean? We are all divine children of God. We truly are. We are all powerful beyond our imagination. I've taught in all parts of the world, and I share wisdom, and people are so not used to hearing wisdom, so they'll want to become my disciple, which I just absolutely laugh at, and I say, go someplace else. You are the guru you've been waiting for, and this is what I share with people. You have access, and I help each person access their mainframe. The mainframe, it can be source, God, whatever you want to call it. We all have access to infinite wisdom. And so what my course does is help people remember who they are and how to become the best they can be.
So actually, I should probably make a distinction here because I had asked you about the sessions too. The workshop is one thing, energetic alchemy. Now, you use energetic alchemy in your sessions, but the sessions are about something else.
So, right. Yeah. So my sessions are at least 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And someone just wrote me and said, oh, wow, I've heard that you're just the best psychic ever. How much do you charge for readings? Well, I don't do readings per se. I don't do an hour here and then say come back next week, because what I want to do is provide the answer for how you can take control of your life. Mm. And so I have a document that I required to be filled out, whether you take my course or you come and have a private session. And as soon as I get those answers, I begin communicating with the client's guides. And then they come in and we discuss their issues. That the answers come through me, not from me. I've often laughed and said, no one would pay me for what Dorothy thinks, but they'd pay me for what I know or what comes through me.
No, oh, no, they pay you for what you think. Both.
So, then after the session, after discussing all of the issues and providing the answers, then I end the session with the magical, mystical trip on my table. I say, come fly with
me.
The wild ride. And many people have called it psychedelic, although there are no drugs or other substances involved. It's just the energy that comes through me. And it's my favorite part of this session because I get to experience what the people on the table are experiencing.
I hear you. I've heard you call it flying, like, come fly with me.
Come fly with me.
Come fly with me. It'll change your life, actually.
Say that because the younger the person is, I had a five-year-old on the table and his mother says, what are you experiencing? And he says, I'm flying through the stars. I'm seeing the planets and the moon and the sun, so it's come fly with me.
So we don't have time to go through, like Mark was saying earlier, the depth of energetic alchemy, the workshops, is so much that it's mind-boggling to me, actually. Dorothy, you talk about how you help people learn and awaken and all that, but the miracles, the magic, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I don't know, the energy, the spontaneous healings, or that whatever it is that you call it, that happen, and or ahas, and things that people see that they normally wouldn't see or hear or feel.
Shifts in consciousness, in perspective.
Yeah,
that can be, called healings, of course, transformations, but that's what happens so readily and consistently, is because she shines a light where, we sometimes aren't willing to look.
And we find we have personal powers. Speaking of books, I've got a book about that, and I didn't know anything about that until I met you. And the book is, as a matter of fact, somebody said to me, you should change the title too. And I said, no, every single thing in the book is 100% true. And so I don't want to change even a word that's not true, because it's unbelievable as it is. And I didn't even believe it. And you were sharing with me how that process went. And so I can't wait till both those books come out, the one that you're writing, the one that I just finished, and we'll share more.
We all have amazing gifts. We all have individual gifts. I do not have the gift of dancing or singing. It's truly not my gift. It's not. But I have the gift of using my words and using there's a unique gift that comes through me that activates other people's gifts. And you've experienced that, and so have you, Mark, and accelerates people in their spiritual path. And most importantly of all of my gifts is the ability to awaken people to the truth of who they really are. And we are all unique, amazing beings. And we all have unique gifts. And it's a great thing that we all can't cook, dance, sing, whatever, because it would be so boring. However, I watch people wake up and I watch people begin to see things that they didn't see before or to hear or to see that all of this is an illusion. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's none of it is real. And to wake up to their own reality and to see their place in this magical thing called life on Earth. And I love that I'm able to inspire people to be the best that they can be. And that's what I've chosen to do this lifetime, is to be the best me that I can be. A lot of people, I used to do past life stuff, and I've had some very interesting past lives. And then I realized that none of that matters. It's who I came to be this lifetime. Mm. And I'm just here to be the best Dorothy Lee Donahue that I can be.
Well, I'm here to tell you you're doing a great job. And I want to add to one of the other things that you're really good at, of the many lists that you, of the few that you mentioned and the many more that there are, there's the, I don't know anybody that knows how to do unconditional love better than you.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
And that's saying a lot.
Loving and forgiving ourselves is the biggest lesson that we have come here to learn. And so if I'm able to pass on unconditional love, it's only because, once again, I've had a lifetime, more years than I care to admit to. However, I will tell you my son is 52 years old, so I have to be at least that old. But more years than I care to admit to, of not getting it right. And now I feel like I really have. And it comes from having forgiven myself for all of my less than elegant choices and loving myself in spite of some of the things that I've done. And it's truly the answer to everything. Loving ourselves and forgiving ourselves and understanding that we write these stories. Shakespeare said it the best. All the world's a stage and everyone on it a player. Well, we're the author, the director, the casting agent, we're everything. And now it's time for our audience to bring in the script doctor and to write the story the way they'd like to see it end.
I like it. Okay, your script doctor there, Dorothy Lee Donahue. EnergeticAlchemy.com. If you want to learn more, and I trust that you do. With that, Dorothy, thank you for being in this script with us today.
Thank you.
For writing us in, actually, in your script. With that, we'll be right back with our friend Dinah Leffert right after this with some comedy relief.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are here with our friend and guest, Dinah Leffert, who's standing here dancing for us. Thank you, Dinah.
You're so welcome. It's a little chilly in here.
Well, welcome.
Not anymore.
Oh, and I thought you were just happy to see us. Welcome to the show.
Good job, guys. Make it cool in here for when I walk in. It evens everything out.
Well, you and your silk dress, it's a shirt is what it is. I mean, of course, you're cold.
Yeah. And luckily, I brought this jacket that ruins the outfit.
Yeah,
that keeps me warm.
Yeah, well, let's see. You've won a lot of comedy awards. You've directed. You've produced. You're, and we're talking about doing something together, which we might have time to talk about. But
cool.
I'd rather talk about. I don't know if I can say this on the show. The vagina you're wearing. Are you wearing a vagina?
Listen, we're gonna have to bend a lot of rules in this show. I'm your first comic. I'm breaking your comedic guest cherry, if you will.
Oh, but
on a very special holiday for comedians, which is 420.
Ah, yes.
So if your listeners are stoners, which they should be, because this is a perfect stoner, I hope my audience comes and finds you for a lot of reasons. I mean, these concepts are very stony. Hi. Dorothy, I'm a big fan of you. Have not had a personal private session yet, but you should know comics should know about you as well. Mm. You know, as you know, comedians are, we come from sort of sordid backgrounds. We have a lot of spirits all over our, you know, hanging around our, we have a lot of voices for the spirits.
Wait, you just can't leave me hanging there. There's something hanging around your neck. I put it out there.
It's a present for Dorothy. I was getting to it.
Okay.
So I'm trying to ingratiate myself into her good graces by bringing her a Dinah Vagina necklace.
Oh, my God.
That was made for me at the Dinah Shore, Palm Springs, 25th anniversary. I was the headliner, comedian.
Yeah.
There was four headliners. And then there were some pop concerts with Meghan Trainor and Ivy Levon. It was really prestigious, really cool event for lesbians. I'm lesbian friendly. Mm-hmm. My name is Dinah. I'm on the spectrum somewhere. It rhymes with vagina. So somebody made me a present that... I'm going to give to Dorothy.
I can't wait.
It's a little bit. Have you guys seen Portlandia?
She's
taking
off her Dinah vagina right now in the studio.
Yeah.
And of course, as she lives.
Another life changes first.
Your engineer said it looks like a shrunken head vagina.
He didn't say that. He said is it a shrunken?
By the way, it was hanging around my Humza, which is a hand, and the hand was caressing the vagina around my neck.
Okay,
now your outfit's complete, Dorothy. Now I feel better.
This studio will never be the same. Actually, okay, so
that's a gift. When you give something you really like and you want to somebody, that's a real gift.
True gift.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I'm
I can't wait.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get another one for the ladies.
Isn't that
stalking me on Facebook?
Isn't that what you do with comedy? You give what you really like.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to give it up because this life is too short.
I saw you giving something up on TV, actually, on ABC News. What were you giving up?
Oh, okay. So I was caught on camera. Giving it up. No, it was for, remember the Just Sweet Charlie thing that happened in France.
I can't believe you said that.
Our mutual friend, Chelsea Schalk, she's French. My best friend is French. So, of course, we went to the French restaurant protesting. And because I'm a comic. What happened was just like if Matt Stone and Trey Parker had been killed. Like, that was crazy times, you know, for basically freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is super important. But what was funny is I found out that these same guys, these terrorists that did that, one of them had a Jewish girlfriend.
Mm.
I found that really remarkable because I'm Jewish and I also picked the wrong guy all the time.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, that is my doppelganger, doppelganger.
Be careful. Huh? Do you need to wear the vagina for good luck bag? Do you need that back?
Yes, I truly. I jumped to the ladies. It's a little safer over there, although not that safe, I must say. I don't know how much I can say. Let's move on.
Okay, so law of attraction.
Yes. Is this like Comics Unleashed? Well, listen, you guys, this is the type of show where you guys would understand, your listeners would understand law of attraction is. Most people don't know that. Law of attraction. I don't even work anymore. I just think about what I want. It just comes to me. I should have thought about more audience members in here. I should have stayed in bed. There was more people in there.
Oh. Okay, I don't know what that says about you or us, but go on.
Well, I am on a show on Sundays at the Comedy Store called Whores on Sunday. So yes. That should tell you the kind of racy comedy I do. I do do a show on Monday called Saints on Monday. So it cleans everything up for the next.
It all works out.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't been to that show yet, but remind me again. I keep promising I'm going to come. We will come.
It's a number one rated show by LA Weekly. Best weekly show because it's consistent. And we really put it together and produce it. It's fantastic.
Sunday at what time?
Sunday, 8 p.m. till about 10:30. And then you can stay for the Late Late Show, which is a really fun joke challenges. You could even get up and tell a joke.
Oh, I could. Could
yeah,
I?
You're pretty funny.
Wow. Really? Are you sure about that?
Even me.
He could come with like, he could come do like a Kenny G impersonation.
I would call ahead and make sure.
Okay, so... no, I'm just going like to, I would come to hear you. That's all. I think you're funny. I would enjoy you. I'm not the only one, obviously, that thinks you're funny. Where could people go? You know, we didn't put your website on your, sorry, did we? We didn't. So your website is?
My website is a 404 right now because it's down for construction.
Oh, that's why we didn't. Okay.
But it's dinaleffert.com. It's been that way for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
But right now it's being revamped. So
Facebook and Dinah Leffert, right?
Facebook right now, Twitter right now, Instagram, all Dinah Leffert. Super easy to find.
And YouTube stuff. There's YouTube stuff.
I have a YouTube channel. Uh-huh. Lots of fun. Sometimes there's sketches. There's improv. There's stand-up. And then the live shows really have more new material and racier, like experimental material.
You get racy, really?
Well, I mean, it's smart. It's smart. We're thinking about real topics. But a lot of times in LA, there's this kind of pressure to perform showcasing. Mm. And so we lose some of that good stuff, like in New York, where they don't, you know, really to look good, you have to experiment. You have to like reach, you know, uncomfortable levels of experimentation to get respect out there. It has to be funny. You have to go there. You know, it's not Disneyland. Life is not Disneyland.
Disneyland's funny.
It actually is hilarious.
It's scary too for some, I guess. You don't stay still. You know, it's like when you're not doing, what's a soccer movie?
You're right. You're speaking right into the attention deficit.
okay.
I'm
sorry.
I have to keep moving.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, that's okay. There's always reasons why so you understand that comics cannot stop moving. I was giving you props for that.
Okay.
I made a film about soccer, which was probably one of the healthiest things I could have done because it wasn't about me. It wasn't about, you know, this self-promotion that stand-up is. It was about this legendary soccer team that was a youth soccer team that I followed around, and I got Landon Donovan to be, he's the like poster child for poster soccer person for America. He really reached high levels. So it's a really cool American soccer story, but Landon just retired. He was on LA Galaxy. I don't know if you guys remember LA Galaxy, their soccer team. Anybody?
Yeah, I do.
They wear Herbalife on their...
Yeah, they do.
They are.
This is true.
This is how much I know Americans are against soccer. Like, that's not a respectable sponsor for our number one soccer. They are five-time champions. The first ones, right? And they had the number one... It's up until he retired. I'm like, he retired because he's sick of wearing Herbalife on his jersey. I'm pretty sure it's a pyramid scheme. Like, the only thing worse would be if the Sham Wow guy was the sponsor for the LA Galaxy. Perhaps they're listening.
Well, we're going to cross both of those off our list of go-to sponsors. Yeah, no.
I'm sure it's a very fine organization.
Oh, she's got that lying down.
I'm sure they're doing wonderful things.
Great personalities.
I can say anything I want, and then I say that.
Oh, it's their vitamins, their supplements. Dorothy would love it.
But to that soccer movie's point, and you know, with all of the raciness and these
jokes.
Oh, there's
no raciness in the soccer movie at all.
Well, this is my point, and this is where I was crossing over.
The parents are furious that I was the director.
But they don't know the real you, which is...
Actually, a lot of soccer moms come to my shows. They really do. I opened for Tim Allen a few times, and one of the soccer moms came like every single time I opened for him. And it was, you know, she loved it. It was really cool. I love the utopia of soccer families. They're very soccer unites people, which is why I wanted to bring it up as a subject in here, because I feel like it's a conscious sport. People of all races, you know, religion, backgrounds, they come together on the soccer field. It's a great equalizer. And they also, you know, most of them are foreign, so they don't know Herbalife is a pyramid scheme.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
We need to stop while we were heading.
These are
we
my opinions. They reflect nothing of the show. Or the people that made my giant vagina necklace.
Or it's engineers.
We have to stop there. Dorothy's been playing. I'm not playing with
Dorothy's
it.
Dorothy's been playing with it? He's telling me to stop. He can say, all right, Hillary for president. Okay? Hillary for president. I'm so excited. We finally have tackled every other issue. We can finally get to a woman running the show. I'm ready for it.
Dinah.
I am wearing the Monica Lewinsky blue dress, though.
Is that what that is? I thought I recognized it.
I was feeling very presidential.
It looks like it's easy off, easy on, too.
It is. There's like a zipper.
Yeah, like a zipper. We're going to take pictures now and people will get to see them.
Yeah. You sent me to that Mexican restaurant down the street and I got stains on it. Not from the food, just from...
Oh, okay.
Made some friends.
All right. Well, with that, Dinah,
you guys gave me too much time.
We can't wait to do more with you. We just wanted to introduce you right away.
Sorry, I apologize. And we have.
What are you apologizing for?
I don't know. Somebody is offended somewhere that they're listening.
Are you feeling it or just hoping... Is this just?
I was just covering some bases.
Do we?
There's so much I can.
The Mexican
guys,
restaurant.
I'm restraining myself. You have no idea. Like, there's
really?
Yes, there's things I
like. What
that I say on stage that I probably could get sued for.
Okay, you heard what the show was about today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yet you still have to go
censor myself.
No, I mean, you know. Huh.
What say do you mean?
Yeah. He kind of wants to say it, but he can't say it. He's very cryptic, which is hilarious because I can read minds.
Israel? Are you reading
Israel? Oh, my gosh. You're so... Oh, because 420? Yeah. It does change my set when I smoke weed before.
Is that what you did at the Mexican restaurant?
Guys, 420 is a really important holiday.
I know you start.
Part of our religion is we use medicinal. We're all patients. We just use medicinal. We use it very consciously.
What kind of a patient are you?
Oh, you know, you should know. I want your listeners to know that in Israel, the top professor around the world. He's known as top professor, not just in Israel, is the guy that studied the plant and knew that this part of the plant is THC. That's the part that gets you high. Mm-hmm. And they could separate it. Mm-hmm. That's we wouldn't know which part, so that you could separate it. So the mm-hmm. part that doesn't get you high, you can feed to children. You heard me right. Some kids have
like in a salad or something.
Yeah, like if your kid they have epilepsy problems.
Oh,
it's the
right,
one
right,
thing
right.
That's
okay.
Actually been really helping.
Oh yeah, now you're being serious. This
yeah.
is true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I had a kid, I would be like just to chill them the f out. Because it still has...
Really?
If my kid would be jumping off the walls. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
We're not having kids together. Just telling you right
all
now.
All right. This is why I'm single.
We're
every
back
time.
To the beginning of the set.
Exactly. But I did...
We're actually at the end of the set.
Yeah. And I just to wrap that up about Israel, I had a rabbi who came and koshered my kitchen. And because he said, you know, if you... make these brownies, we could really push them through the Hasidic community. Just kidding.
Oh, I was about to say, what a great wow. idea.
It's a great idea.
It's an amazing idea. So I got a free trip to Israel because of the great idea. And
she's winking her eye at me. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't want your listeners to know that I'm a mule. So
what's a mule?
I got invited to keep up, man. These are the jokes. Let's go, Kenny G.
Oh, whoa. And I cut my hair, too.
I got to Israel. I got to the wall, the Wailing Wall, everybody.
Yeah.
I've touched where God's soul is. People come from miles around to uh-huh. stuff their prayers in that wall.
Right.
By the time I got up there, I had to kick some prayers out so I could fit mine in there.
Oh, man.
And this is what I heard. I put my hand up to the wall. People were backing away from the wall. I asked my friend why they're doing that. She said, because you don't ever have your back to God. So this in this moment, I want to have a message. Maybe God has a message for me. So this is what I heard. Get your back up off the wall. Which made me believe in God for the first time ever, because he sounds like Cool in the Gang. I'm in.
Okay. Dinah Leffer. Oh, man. Get your back up off the wall.
That's 100% true.
I kind of hate that. Well, you know what? I just got to love it. Those are going to be the last words of the show today. 100% true. Listen to her. 100% true. All right. With that, it's been a lot of fun. I know we're going to do other things together. We're going to announce later on exactly what those things are. But in the meantime, we got a good start, a good dose. Thank you for coming here with your...
I think it's a thank you. It could be like a regret that you guys have later when I leave. But at least I know...
We can do both. We can thank you and regret it all.
Just to cover all the bases.
I just cover all bases.
Dinah, we love you. Dinah Leffer, Dorothy Donahue, we love you.
We love you.
Dorothy can't take her eyes off the Dinah vagina now.
Obviously, Dinah loves you too, to give you something that she really, really loves. And with that, it has been some kind of a show, a very special one at that. I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, as ours just did, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.